You get the big touchdown, but the block that you got from Seth, did you see that? Did you get a good view of what he was out there doing?
Yeah, man. Seth is a great all around player, man. I trust him. I didn't even have to turn my head and be worried about him not blocking, because he always comes through when it comes to blocking. So.
Can you talk about the last touchdown a little bit about the play for the last touchdown?
Yeah, last game I had the same play, and I kind of got it and got like a yard on it. So I just told myself to catch it and just get vertical and run. And that's what I tried to do. So the cut was just instinctive.
Amari, good night. The offense was a little bit sloppy the first three quarters. What was the spark for the offense to explode in the fourth quarter?
I mean, we just believed, in this game, strange things happen. But you just have to keep pushing. You have to play four quarters, and that's what we did.
Derek talked about the touchdown by Jim, right here. Derek talked about how that touchdown by Jamaze just really kind of got everything going. Is that what you felt, that play really changed the game and changed the way your offense was?
Yeah, it did. It was a huge spark for our team. Everybody was happy on the sidelines, and we felt like, that was the momentum shifter for the end.
Amari, good night. What do you think about the puto chant in the kicker or in the kicks of the Texans?
What's that?
In the Texans pads, the fans chant puto and homophobic chant about.
Next question, please. I don't understand.